Today's gospel is found in the first chapter of Mark, beginning with verse 1 on page 812 in your pew Bible. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.' John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, 'The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.' This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please have a seat. Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What's the most peaceful setting that you can imagine? Now that you've decorated for Christmas, maybe it's sitting in your living room and just having the lights of the tree on, and you can just have some nice music playing or something. That's a peaceful setting. Maybe it's holding a sleeping baby. Isn't that something that is amazing? Just a little one. It's just so tiny. That's very, very peaceful. Or sitting in nature, surrounded by a beautiful day and sitting outside and looking at the birds or listening to those birds and seeing the beauty around you. That's a peaceful setting. You know, there's a lot of songs, like the ones you'll hear today, that speak about snow. And maybe sitting, looking outside in the snow is a peaceful setting for you. We lived on the border to Minnesota before we moved to Arizona here. And the falling snow there wasn't necessarily peaceful because it went horizontally. It blew in from North Dakota. All the way, 30 miles away, we got North Dakota snow, North Dakota weather, and it wasn't that peaceful. I'm diverting here. But just saying, sometimes when snow falls beautifully down and lands on the trees, it's very peaceful. Being with someone you love and not even needing to speak, just being happy and blessed in their presence. That's peace. You know, all these are peaceful to me. And Isaiah 40 begins with these words today. Comfort, comfort. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. I think a big prerequisite for feeling at peace is feeling comfortable. All the things I just talked about were you were in a comfortable place. You're in a comfortable temperature. You're not too cold. You're not running through, you know, something. You're actually just, you know, having a sense of peace. You're not driving anywhere or biking or walking, and you're not stuck in traffic. You're not exerting yourself. It's peace. Slowing your heart, breathing deeply. And then you can stop and look. Even when you're at the top of a hike and you climb to a top of a view, and you can sit there. It's peaceful. But having an absence of noise doesn't guarantee inner peace, does it? We can have peace all around us, but inside we can be all stirred up. Sometimes we think, and if you watch the commercials around the holiday, you think that just getting this next thing is going to make you happy or peaceful. If only I had a new car, I would be happy. If only I had... You fill in the blank. It could be anything you think would give you kind of a sense of wholeness or peace. And people are running from peace, actually. They're trying to fill their lives with stuff like activities or vacations or busyness, work, pursuing a sense of security, having a retirement would be good. All those things we think will give us peace, but they're not a guarantee of peace. Today's topic is being peaceful, full of the peace that only Jesus can give. Paul writes about that in Philippians, where he says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the answer to peace. And Jesus states himself when he speaks in John 14, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give. So let not your hearts be troubled, and let them not be afraid. As we heard from Isaiah, there is a penalty that's being paid. There, it says they've served their term, and it's time for them to hear from the Lord his message to them. And there are good things ahead. Talks about a voice crying in the wilderness, preparing the way, and that every valley shall be lifted up and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level and the rough places a plain. Now, I think there are places like this in the United States, but I especially recall as we were on a trip through Switzerland and Austria, how they've made the rough place, the high places, a level plain. Have you ever seen the interstates or driven on them go through the Alps? You can look below you and there's these windy roads that go through all these canyons. And if you were to take that exit, it would probably take you 20 times longer to get from point A to point B. But they built these amazing autobahns that are on elevated roads and bridges and tunnels to make your passage through those mountains very easy. That's what God did for us. He made a way that isn't difficult. He made a way that is easy. He made a bridge, you could speak. He made a path to get us back in relationship with our Lord, and that's through Jesus Christ. You know, I think we long for peace. I was one of my favorite all-time war movie series is from World War II called The Band of Brothers. And it follows one company that goes all the way from their airborne or parachuting airborne unit all the way through World War II, from preparing all the way to the end. And what's so interesting about that series is it's based on the actual stories of these soldiers. And you get to hear from them in their own voice intermittently throughout. And they have experienced such a trauma from the war. All of them made careers after the war that were very peaceful. They owned a hardware store, or they just wanted to do some light labor. They just wanted to contribute in a way, but they didn't want to be stressed and violated. So they did a very peaceful thing. When we need healing, that's an example of that, we can turn to God and turn to activities that bring us peace. Isaiah's promise is to the Israelites who are in Babylon that he's going to make a way back home for them, a way back to Jerusalem. And the messenger has said, well, what should I cry out? Well, he says in verse 6 that the people are like grass and their flower, like the flower of the fields, and the flower grass withers, the flower fades, but the breath of the Lord will stay forever. The word of the Lord will stand forever. And this ends with a very peaceful, incredible promise. And this speaks right into what John is going to be telling us and what we experience through Jesus' ministry. He says, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings, lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. That's an experience of peace. This being brought up into the arms of our Savior, being gently led. Jesus is a source of true and lasting peace. And John previews his ministry. You know what's interesting about this ministry is John is doing something absolutely new for the Jews. Because baptism was not a part of their faith heritage. They were not people who baptized as we do to be initiated or to be brought into the family. And so when Jesus or John is baptizing people in the Jordan River, it's a brand new thing for them because Jews don't baptize. And what he's saying is it's going to be a fresh start, a new thing, that he's doing something brand new and washing away the bad and the sins and the things that are troubling them, but a brand new, fresh start. And he demonstrates of what Jesus came to do. Jesus came to people with problems. Think about that. Everywhere he shows up, there's a person that's blind that needs healing. There's a person that is distressed or possessed by demons and needs to be delivered. There's a person who is troubled in heart or mind or spirit or health. They have a problem. And Jesus comes and meets them where they have a problem. That is being peaceful. It's getting your inner life right with God so that things can go better in your whole life. How do we do that? Well, first, it's really important that we can be honest with God. We can be honest. We can tell him about our problems. Tell him what's going on because he wants to listen. He wants to hear us. We can pray to him and he'll hear us. That it's so true that if you can mention something, you can manage it. If you can speak about something, you can start to get over it. And when you speak to God about the things in your life, then you can start to see his answer. And just as the man who was troubled for many 37 years, laying by the pool of Bethesda and asking Jesus to heal him because he wants to get into the water and be healed. And Jesus asked him the question, do you want to be healed? It's a valid question. Sometimes we have problems, but we don't want to get over them. It feels good to be hurt or sad. But he's asking him, do you want to be healed? That's the way to peace, being peaceful. Be honest and ask him to be heal you. And then are you willing to do what God says? Are you willing to say no to some things and say yes to many other things? Say yes to God. Billy Graham made famous a track called Peace with God, and it simply is understanding God's plan for your life, that he loves you and wants you to experience his peace and his life. As we sang in the first song, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life. That's God's plan for you. And the remedy is the cross. He put Jesus on the cross to bridge the gap. He made this highway through Jesus right back to God. He rose from the dead, and he paid the penalty for all of our sins. Because our problem, as I said, is separation from him. And we have a problem, and we need Jesus to come and save us and free us. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and that's us. We are separated from God until we receive God's remedy, the cross, and receive him by faith. So peaceful means just simply these four things: to admit your spiritual need, I'm a sinner, to repent and be willing to turn from your sin, as those that were baptized by John did, and how countless others who believe in Christ are, believe that Jesus died for you, and receive through prayer Jesus into your heart and life. That song in the bleak midwinter is one of my favorites because of the third verse where it talks about, what shall I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I'd give him a lamb. If I were a wise man, I'd do my part. But what can I give him? I'll give him my heart. Advent is this time to return to Christ, and probably everyone here in the room, but maybe not, is a believer and knows that he is your Savior and Lord. But it's a time to take stock, to sit, to be peaceful, to remember what he did for you, and to give thanks to him that he would empower and fill you and give you what you need, peace, to be peaceful. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we are sinners in need of your forgiveness. And Lord, we know that you died for us. Lord, thank you for these amazing and wonderful promises. Promises that we hear from your word, from Isaiah, 800 years before you came into the world as Jesus, and then from Jesus or from John the Baptist preparing the way for Jesus. Lord, prepare our hearts to receive him anew, to be ready for his coming again, to receive him as our Savior and Lord this Christmas season, and to experience the peace that you've talked about, the peace that passes understanding, the peace that you give. So thank you, Jesus, for your word, for your love. In your name we pray.